מסכת אבות פרק ה' משנה ח' שבע מיני פירניות באן לעולם על שבע גופי עבירות. Seven different types of punishments would come to the world on the following seven types of עבירות. מקצתן מעשרין ומקצתן אינה מעשרין רב של בצורת בא. If some of Klal Yisrael takes off the ma'aser to give it to the Levi, and so to take off Truma to give it to the Kohen and so forth, and some people are not taking off the ma'aser to give to the Levi, then the punishment would be that a hunger of Betzoros would come. A rub of Betzoros is where it does not rain much, and therefore the prices for the produce is very expensive, therefore Miktsasan Re'evin U Miktsasan Sevan. Some people would go hungry and some people would be full, meaning to say that the people who are wealthy and are able to pay the high prices for the produce would be able to eat, but the people that do not have money would not be able to eat. This punishment is fitting, and since some people are taking off ma'aser and some not, so therefore the punishment would be that some people would have money to eat and some would not. Gamru shelo la'aser. If everybody decided not to take off ma'aser, nobody's taking off ma'aser at all, then the punishment would be rav shel mehuma v'shel betzoros ba. A hunger of mehuma and betzoros would come. Meaning to say that there would be very little rain and very little produce, and even that produce that does grow, they would not be able to gather it because of the mehuma. The mehuma is referring to gaisos, roving bands of soldiers that would be roving around, and people, because of these soldiers, would not be able to gather in the tefuah, so therefore nobody would be eating at all, and this would be a fitting punishment, and since nobody is taking off ma'aser, the punishment would be that nobody would have what to eat. B'shelo litol es hachala. If, besides not taking off ma'aser, they also don't take off the challah from the dough to be given to the kohen, then the punishment would be rav shel kliya ba, a hunger of kliya, total destruction, meaning to say that the shemayim would be like barzel and the aretz would be like nechoshes. There would be no rain at all, and even the little produce that does grow, the aretz would be like nechoshes, meaning to say the aretz would sweat, causing the produce to rot, and there would be nothing to eat at all, and this would be a fitting punishment, since they're not taking off ma'aser, nor are they taking off challah. Dever ba la'olam amitzas ha'amuras b'torah shelo nimsru lebezdin. Ba'al perush fius. A plague would come to the world as punishment for people that are being over averus in which there is a chiyuv misa that is not given to Bezdin to carry out, meaning to say they did averus in which there is a chiyuv misa bidei shemayim or karet. These misas are not given to Bezdin to carry out, instead they are carried out by shemayim. If a lot of people are being over these averus, the punishment would be that Dever would come to the world. So too, Dever would come to the world as punishment for people that are over on that which they're not allowed to do schora with perish fias. They profit and do business with perish fias, which is usher, even though you're allowed to eat perish fias, as long as you're mafker it, as long as you relinquish your possession of it, but you're not allowed to do schora and make profit with it, and the punishment would be, if people are making profit with it, that Dever would come to the world. Chereb ba la'olam al'ino yadin, Val Ibas Hadin, Val Amorim B'Torah Shaloka Alacha. Chereb would come to the world, meaning to say there would be Mechama in the world, as punishment for Ino Yadin. Bezdin takes their good old time when they sentence the Nidon, when they have a din in front of them, they don't carry out the justice right away, they take their time before they give a psak. Or Ibas Hadin, which is that when they do give a psak, they are Ma'avi the din and paskin incorrectly, their Mazak is a Chayiv, or their Machayiv the Zakai, person who's really innocent, they're mechayev him, and vice versa. And as punishment for being mora b'torah shelo kalacha, people paskin not correctly, they're matur something that's usur, or they answer something that is mutter, the punishment would be that there would be mechama in the world. Wild beasts would come into the world and wreak havoc for the averus of shvuah shav. People take shvuahs for no reason, or they make shvuah sheker. And also for the aver of chilo Hashem, people do averus before hetia in front of others without any embarrassment at all. Or an anochasha does even a small aver, this would cause a chilo Hashem. Galus ba lo lama ovde avodazara ba gilo erayas, ba shvichas damen, ba shmatas arts. Exile would come into the world, Klal Yisrael would go into exile for the very big averus of serving avodazara and for gilo erayas and for shvichas damen, killing others. And also for not keeping Shemitah. And the Pasuk says, "Us tirtzu ha'aretz eshap sasera kol yimei ha'shama tishbos." That Klal Yisrael went into Galus for 70 years into Babel for the aver of not keeping 70 Shemitahs. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us that if we don't keep Shemitah, then we will be forced out of our land, and memela, automatically, the land would rest during those years that we are in Galus to make up for the Shemitah that we did not rent the land and we worked on the land. Ba'arba prakim ha-devar mitzrabah. There are four periods in which it is more likely there would be devar, there would be a plague. Ba'arviyat. The fourth year of Shemitah, uva-shviyat, during Shemitah itself. Uva-moytsoi shviyat. During the year after Shemitah. Uva-moytsoi achag, shebechol shana u-shana. And after Sukkot, in each year. Ba'arviyat b'mnei maithar ani shebechlishas. The reason why it is more likely there would be devar in the fourth year of Shemitah is because the din is to take off Maaser Ani in the third year of Shemitah, as the first 2 years of Shemitah we take off Maaser Rishon to be given to the Levi, and Maaser Sheni to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And the third year of Shemitah, the din is not to take off Maaser Sheni, and instead to take off Maaser Ani, to give a tenth of our produce to the Ani. And if we do not keep this Maaser properly, then it's possible there would be a plague in the fourth year of Shemitah as punishment for this. Bashviyas mimnei Maaser Ani shebashishas. The reason why it's more likely there would be devar during Shemitah itself is because the sixth year of Shemitah also the halacha is not to take off Maaser Sheni and instead to take off Maaser Ani to be given to Aniyim. And if we do not keep this Maaser properly, then it's possible there would be a plague during Shemitah itself as punishment for not taking off Maaser Ani in the sixth year. Uva Maaser Shviyas mimnei Peros Shviyas. And the reason why it's more likely there would be a plague the year after Shviyas is because we might be over on the Isra of doing Chora, of doing business with Peros Shviyas during Shemitah itself. And as punishment for that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would bring a plague the year after Shemitah. And after Sukkot of each year, it's more likely there would be a plague. Because of the Aveir of stealing, the gifts that were supposed to be given to Aniyim, such as Lechet, Shikha, Peah, all these things had to be given to the Aniyim. And Sukkot is Man HaSifa, the time we gather in the produce from the fields. Therefore, this is the time in which we must be careful to make sure that the Aniyim get their Matanos from our produce, and if this mitzvah is not kept properly, it's possible there would be a plague after Sukkot.